Today's reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. The feast of the dedication was then taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you and you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you did not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Hello, my name is Charlene, speaking to you from London. While first reading this passage, I felt that I could really relate to those who had asked Jesus the question of, "If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Tell us plainly feels like a plea that I've often said in prayer, that God should tell me plainly what he wants for me, what he wants me to do, or give me a plain answer to my question in prayer, something that I could easily understand and easily hear. However, that's not always the case in prayer. In this passage, I felt that Jesus actually gave quite a long answer to the question. But again, I was struggling with how to understand the plain answer in what he said. And I was also struggling with an answer as to what to share in this reflection. After some time, I felt that one answer, at least, was there in the verse when Jesus says, "I told you and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me." I feel like here Jesus is saying to those who were around him that he had already told them very plainly, very clearly, who he was. For example, in Luke's Gospel, Jesus says, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them." Jesus did his work in plain sight. He wasn't in hiding. So it makes me question the motivations of those who were asking him who he was. Were they really open to God's truth of who Jesus is? Or were they looking for evidence to support their version? Or were they looking for evidence to support their version of the truth? This made me reflect on what I'm like in prayer. Am I open to God's truth? Or am I sometimes holding on too tightly to my own worldview so that it can make it difficult to hear and to see what Jesus is saying and doing, especially if it's unexpected or different? Unexpected or different from what I imagined. In another translation, Jesus begins his answer with, "I have already told you, and you do not trust me." This made me think about trust. How does trust work? Well, trust affects our decisions, our actions, and our interactions with other people. For example, I trust that certain foods are good for me, so I make the decision to eat them even when I don't feel like it. In relationships, my family and close friends know me quite well. I know that I'm not always best with timekeeping, so sometimes I will get a start time for an event that is maybe half an hour ahead of the start time everyone else has been given. So this is obviously based on my friends and family, their good knowledge of who I am and what I can be like. So trust involves our knowledge of a person or of a thing, and impacts the decisions that we make around that person or that thing. So then thinking about Jesus, who is Jesus to us? Who do we believe him to be? Who is Jesus to you? based on your knowledge, on your belief of who Jesus is. What do you trust him with in your life? What do you rely on him for? And what might you hold back from him? Looking at the day ahead, how do you want your belief, your trust in Jesus, to impact your decisions, your actions, your outlook, your perspective, and your worldview today? Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.